Father God, we thank you for Sister Vanda.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Father God, we thank you for blessing Sister Vanda in a special way. Father God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit and your ministering word.
Yes,
Father God, thank you for leading the woman of God and guiding her and directing her in your will and your way, Father God.
Yes.
Thank you for the instructions in this season, Father God. Thank you for the new decisions that are being made in this season, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And Sister Vanda, I hear Father God saying this is the season of the upgrade. But Father God said what you've been praying for is praying for you. Woman of God, I don't know what your occupation is, but when I was praying, and I don't know if you've ever even been interested in this, but woman of God, have you ever been interested, or have you ever done anything with animation, or you had a desire to do something with animation?
No, not particularly with animation, no.
Okay, what is this I'm seeing? Do you dream in animation? Do you sometimes close your eyes and you see animation? What is this? Because I'm in animation right now. I'm seeing almost things like cartoon figures. I'm seeing things almost, I don't know what this is. What was it that you want to do with animation?
Well, sometimes I do dream in animation, but as far as occupation, that has not been one of my aspirations, if you will.
Okay. And I can respect that, yet it's very unique to find someone, and that's what I kept seeing, and I saw it. And anytime God shows me that, I know someone either sees, visualizes, or dreams, but God shows me you're dreaming and in animation. Father God says it's a gifting. And what I thought, I don't know if you go to church or not. Do you go to church and do you do anything with the youth ministry?
Yes, I do go to church, but I am not a part of the youth ministry. Actually, I teach the couples ministry.
Okay. Well, woman of God, for the willing of it, Father God says he's gifted you with the dream of animation because Father God says you're going to be able to go through the Bible, and where a lot of times people have challenges with the stories in the Bibles or the parables in the Bibles or how they've broken down. I see you just for the taking. I see you taking some of these parables and scriptures and stories and the history of the Bible, and you take God says to give you the liberty to take the stories you want to. I see you turn them into animation, whether it's animation books. I don't know how, are you computer literate, woman of God?
I am.
Do you work with graphics?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. I see Father God saying that your graphics is that the form of animation. And some people have began to do this with the children's Bibles. They've taken the stories, they turned them into cartoons, to comic books, to all type of animations to entertain the children. And Father God says you'll do the same thing for the adult ministry. Now, in due season, I do see you doing something with the youth ministry as well. So, woman of God, there was no mistake that you came here tonight. But Father God says you've been crying out for extra income. And Father God says it's right at your fingertips, woman of God.
Amen. Amen.
So
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
To God be the glory.
And woman of God, the Lord says that you will also write.
Amen.
You're going to do some writing. You're going to do more speaking, more communicating. What's your name again, woman of God?
What's my name?
Yeah, your first name again? I didn't get the name.
Yeah, Vanda. Vanda.
Vanda?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to do some more writing. I see a lot of teaching around you.
Mm.
I see a builder. You're going to build the lives of people. You're going to deal with some large endeavors. I see large projects around you.
Amen.
So the Lord says, I'll make a powerful force, a powerful leader out of you.
Amen.
You're going to do something with some large institutions that's going to cause you to be blessed because God said, I call you my builder.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you will touch the lives of many, many, many people. And yay, God's going to open up your mind in a brand new way because I see the teacher coming very strong out of you.
Amen. Amen.
And the Lord says you're going to receive great inspirations, And yea, even my prophetic anointing, God says I'm going to trust that as well, too.
Amen. Amen.
For the Lord says, I've gifted thee, and you do things with such precision.
To God.
You do things with such detail.
Glory.
For the Lord says, I call thee to be one that is very orderly. I call thee to be one that is neat. I call thee to be one that is even well-groomed.
Amen.
And you're very meticulous in all that you do.
Amen. Amen.
Am I talking? Is that true?
Amen. Yes, it is. Amen.
Yeah, I see that all around you. But your work is growing. Your work is to build and to construct the lives of people. You're going to minister to the broken, and you're going to be one that's going to really do a lot, because I see seminars and classes growing, and expanding.
Amen.
And
Amen.
It seems like you might even be doing something with your own 501c3.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Because God says your work is worldwide. Your work is universal.
Glory.
It's big.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And you're just going to hear, and I just see divine revelation coming unto you, divine revelation. You know, you can also be a workaholic, too.
My God. Amen.
but that builder in you is strong.
Glory.
It's so strong. So know that the Lord says, I bring peace. In this season, I bring peace to you. I bring peace even in the night hours, so you're going to be able to get even better rest. Because your mind is always so active. Your mind is always so active and busy.
Yes. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. But
the
Lord said, I bring peace to
you.
And sometimes just emotional things start to show up.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes emotional, we get just so much on you, like this emote, because you carry so much, and the Lord is speaking to you. You get the Spirit is speaking to you. Then you're dealing with people stuff, and you got to deal with your own stuff.
Jesus.
And these emotional breakdowns can show up through overactivity. So the Lord says, learn to rest in Him more. Learn to rest in Him more so. And that's going to be the thing that is going to bless you as you learn more resting in Him.
Yes.
That's going to be just key for you as you're doing the will of the Father. Because it's almost, you know, you bear and you carry so much.
My God.
But I heard the Lord says He's given you such a great business mind and a business head. Do you own your own business as of yet?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah. You never have not just one, but multiple businesses.
My God.
Did you ever think about doing something surrounding clothing or like a boutique kind of a thing?
Oh, well, that is one of the things I was looking into. That's like one of the goals I've set.
Okay. Yeah. It's like I just saw that.
My God.
I saw that.
My God.
I saw that.
Glory.
I wish you could set up a one-on-one with me and my wife, because I'm seeing so much here for you.
Amen.
And it's like you're trying to get a lot of ideas across to people, but it seems like your mind is like light years ahead of them. And sometimes that's where the frustration can come in, because you're seeing something that others are not seeing.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. That is so true. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
But thank you for coming on the call, and thank you for hearing the clarion call, woman of God.